You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your early edition weekly spoilers for April 15th through 19th. This is the week leading up to sweeps, so there's going to be a lot of buildup for the big climactic storylines. We've got a lot to tell you about, but if you haven't already, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. And now let's dig right in. And as we always do with the early edition spoilers, real quick, I'm going to run down for you what's happening the rest of this week just to set up the spoilers for next week and give you some context. Just a quick note, on Wednesday, April 10th, if you live in Mountain or Pacific time zones, you are not going to have a new episode of YNR today on Wednesday because of the UEFA soccer preemption. You probably didn't have one yesterday either. You can watch it on Paramount Plus or CBS.com without going behind the paywall on CBS like they always do with unscheduled preemptions like that or scheduled preemptions. But you can also should be able to get it on Comcast or whoever your cable provider is or satellite provider on demand. A lot of times you have to wait till after midnight or the next morning, though, but see how it goes. And hopefully this is the end of preemptions for a little while. So Ashley Abbott is in a mental power struggle. We're going to have more of that scene where those big beds are, where she's got the three personalities sitting on them. And what's weird is they told us there was going to be three personalities, but to me, at least from all this, it looks like two personalities plus Ashley in there. So I'm not clear, but they were very specific in the spoilers that there's three personalities and it seemed to be like three different alters, not three total. So we'll wait and see how it develops. Ms. Abbott seems like trouble. Ashley seems to be targeting Tucker and poor little Ash, the little teeny bopper, is trying to get everybody to play nice together. So we're going to have more of this. Ashley is being really erratic and her family stages the intervention. Diane is part of it and Jack and Tracy and Billy is there. And Ashley doesn't handle this well at all. And she's really mad that Tracy told them about her missing time and waking up in other places. And Jack was moderately skeptical, but as this goes on, he is really alarmed and Ashley's lashing out at everybody, saying nasty things to Billy. She is saying nasty things to Diane about Diane faking her death and doing these crazy things. And Diane tells her she went to therapy. You know, she's strongly recommending it. They all see that this is very serious and they try to trap her in the house on Wednesday. They don't want her to leave because they don't know what she's going to do. Tucker shows up. He doesn't know they're doing the intervention, but he comes over to the house to tell them about the threat she's making, and Ashley denies it, but then she's talking about trying to get back with him again, and he's like, no. She tries to take him somewhere to talk, and he's like, no. And she says he's lying, and so he shows them texts and stuff to completely, you know, back up what he's saying, and they believe him, but then they ask him to leave because it's a family thing. He takes off. He goes back to see Audra, who is spending time with Sally, talking about men and stuff and drama, and tells her about his proposal and everything. Then we have scenes with Tucker and Audra where she agrees to be with him forever, but she doesn't want the ring. She doesn't want the wedding. She's just not a marriage kind of girl. And he says he can live with that. So we'll see how that goes. Thursday, April 11th, Ashley is in a new environment and struggling. And I believe what this means is that the new environment is Ashley wakes up in her own head. I know that sounds esoteric and weird, but basically like the Ashley personality is stuck inside her head while one of the alters is running the show. And I think she may be struggling to get control back of her body and her life and all that kind of stuff. And it may be Ms. Abbott in charge, but we'll see. Maybe we'll meet that third personality. Jack is freaked out. You know, they're trying to keep Ashley in the house, and obviously she's kind of trapped in her own head. And so Jack's going to call Sharon. Coffee shop psychiatrist, not psychic, sorry. And she is going to get involved. She's got to recommend Fairview, right? Because this is just unhinged. Meanwhile, Kyle is really thinking more about maybe Claire would be a good nanny for Harrison, and Summer pushes back on him. She isn't liking this. Chance is even encouraging her to give her a, to give Summer a chance. I mean, for Summer to give her a chance, and she's just not ready for it. And we've got Nikki and Victor getting dressed up for their big 40th anniversary party. They're looking really good. Nikki's got a blue dress. Victor's got his standard sharp suit. And everything kicks off then on Friday, April 12th, as the glitterati and the who's who of Genoa City gather to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the first of Victor and Nikki's four weddings. And guess who's going to crash the party? I think we all know Jordan Howard is coming. And that takes us to the week of April 15th through 19th. And I just want to repeat one little thing. There's a site pushing some BS stuff about how there's going to be a murder at the GCAC because there's crime scene tape there. It's not crime scene tape. It's tape they use in TV production that says hot set. It means this set in use. Be careful what you click online. Be careful what you believe online. Some people, their stock and trade is fibbing to fans. Ashley is not going to give up on Tucker next week, and her family is desperate to save her from herself. I don't think they care so much about saving Tucker, but they do want to save Ashley. Sharon's going to be a big part of this. And thankfully, you know, one of the silver linings to Ashley's breakdown is we finally have Sharon Case back on the soap, and we've got more Sharon Newman scenes. I think we've all been wondering where she at and whether we need to put up, you know, missing person photos all over Genoa City. Audra is on Ashley's radar, and that could be a problem the following week. We know that she's been kind of making threats about Tucker, but Audra is in her way, and that could be problematic. Jordan's return carries over into the week of April 15th with her dastardly finale ramping up. I would be stunned if we get the full explosion before Sweeps kicks off, but we'll see. Sweeps starts the following week on April 25th. So the week of the 15th through the 19th is all Sweeps build up. We'll have more of New Harrison, more Jordan drama as the 40th anniversary party rocks on, probably wraps up Monday, maybe Tuesday. We will see. Jordan is there determined to get payback she feels she is due. Heather is going to go ahead and file her wrongful termination suit, but Lily Winters is not scared. She thinks they got what they deserved. And I certainly hope that this lawsuit is going to bring Michelle Morgan back as Amanda Sinclair to defend Chancellor Winters from the lawsuit. Adam and Chelsea continue to process how they're each blaming themselves for Connor's OCD. And now Billy Abbott has to go back to Chelsea to say, oh, speaking of mental health crises, there's one in my family as well, and it is my sister. And again, we're waiting and watching for Jordan's last desperate gasp as the Newmans circle the wagon. So don't miss any of these episodes. Please drop your comments. Definitely subscribe if you haven't, and be sure and come back here because we're talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week. And as always, this is your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.